want to talk about K-State football.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, they had such a poor outgoing last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And some K-State fans are just, they're kidding themselves saying a win is just a win when you win by a point to Illinois State. I mean, come on, what's up with that?
Are you talking smack?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, come on, you're going to win by a point, and then everyone's just like, a win's a win. They need to worry, because after this next game, I don't see one game that they for sure can win.
What do you think, Chris? Are you with him on that?
I agree with that. They could lose 9 games in a row or win 5 or 6 of them.
You think so?
Hard to say right now.
Hmm.
I think they easily could lose a lot of games this year.
Are you a K-State fan?
No, no, no.
Are you a fan of a particular team or not?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which one?
Well, I'm a huge college football fan. I have insight and a lot of opinions, but I'm a big Nebraska Cornhusker fan.
Ooh. And you're surviving all right?
Yeah, I mean, we won 49-10 our first game.
So. Well, I mean, as far as, like, not getting your ass beat or anything for being a Nebraska fan?
Oh, no. I can hold my own. I did have a guy, this is kind of messed up, at a bar. He put down a shot, and he was like, hey, congrats, or... He's like, go Big Red. It's good to have a Nebraska fan around here. You don't see many. And he gave me a shot, and he sat down at his table, and he raised his glass. And as he raised his glass, he took the shot, and he showed me a tattoo on his shoulder, and it was a K-State Wildcat logo tattoo. And it was a shot of Tabasco and tequila.
Nice.
So it was kind of messed up, though. I mean, yeah. I don't know if I'll ever find that one funny. You know, like, you look back and you're like, oh, yeah, that was funny. I don't think I'll ever look back and tell you that was funny.
Really? Oh. Yeah, to me, it's like, joke's on you, buddy, because I'm still getting wasted over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, my, you know, it's going to be on fire later on, but for now, I'm still getting drunk. That's all that matters.
Yeah. All right. All right, well, you guys have a good weekend.
All right, man, you do the same.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for calling, bro. 539-9750 or 238-0975. It's free for all Friday. Go ahead and talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I just wanted to say I'm really glad Paris Hilton got a DUI.
Are you a Paris Hilton hater?
Yes, I am.
Quick question. Are most reasonable people, most reasonable women, I should say, not very fond of Paris Hilton? Or is it a split? Or where would you classify that?
She's a spoiled brat. I read this really ridiculous quote one time. She said, era has a blonde icon. One was Marilyn Monroe, one was Madonna, and then she said, right now, I'm that icon.
I remember her saying that, yeah.
That's stupid.
That is pretty dumb. What's funny is that she's been tanked off her ass 10 times worse than she was when she got that DUI. Do you hear what her blood alcohol content was?
Yeah, I heard it on your show earlier this morning.
It's
that 0.08.
Was pretty funny. 0.08. That's the...
Pathetic.
Barely even illegally drunk. What's wrong with her?
I know.
Yeah.
She's gonna do it right, man.
She can't hang. I'm sure she's still giving it up left and right, though, with the best of them. It's just harder to get arrested for that.